It's frozen.
Okay. Or say there's just ice on the tap or around the edges, what would you say then?
I would say it's partly frozen.
Okay. Suppose the whole surface was ice. What would you say then?
It's frozen solid.
And if it's just a little bit of ice maybe floating around it, then just, you know, just a little bit of ice here on the edge. Would you come?
No.
Okay. You say if it gets much colder tonight, the lake might
freeze.
Say, last night it was so cold it
froze.
It has
frozen.
Okay. All right. We talked some about the rooms of the house the other night. What do you call a room like this?
Living room.
Okay. Any other terms for it?
No.
Okay. Suppose a house is big enough so that you have one room where you would just entertain company. And another one where the family would sit around and watch TV. What would you call them? You know, if one is just really nice and has elegant marble carpeting, furniture the children can't sit on.
Parlor.
Okay. Do you consider, is that a term that you'd ordinarily use?
No.
Okay, who would you use?
I don't know. Beverly Hillbillies, I guess.
It's kind of a country fashion term. Okay, you know any others?
No.
All right, what about maybe a back room that the family would all sit in and watch TV?
Den.
Speaking about rooms and their height, you might say this room is about 9 feet. Okay. Something I asked you, and then I didn't get you to pronounce it last time. The thing that the smoke goes out of at a factory.
Smokestack.
I was asking you about different kinds of land. And I believe you already told me that the farming, we didn't really get into that on the tape. What would you call, or what are some different kinds of land that you know of? You know, say, especially around the farm?
I mean, like pasture or?
Yeah, okay. What's a pasture?
It's where the animals graze.
Okay. What about if it's real wet? If land is so wet that you can't grow any?
I don't know. Bottomland.
Okay. What's bottomland? Does that have a strong throat?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Alright, what about low-lying grassland?
I don't know.
Okay. Or a field that's not good for anything but raising alfalfa and grass and clover maybe.
I don't know that.
Okay. Ever heard of a meadow?
Yes.
What is that?
I guess it's where alfalfa grows and clover and things.
Okay. All right. What about, let's say, down in Florida, South Georgia, where you have, say, the Okefenokee. Yeah, this huge area, okay, like the Everglades, where if you step on the land, you know, it's really squishy, and there's water over a good part of it.
Swamp, marsh.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
I don't know of any.
Okay, what would you call a place along the coast where the seagrasses grow? Have you been to the coast?
I've been to Florida.
Okay. I don't know much about Florida beaches, but a lot of times, you know, on the ocean coast, you'll find that, you know, on the front it's just sand, but maybe when you get back from the ocean a little ways, you find a piece of low land that's kind of squishy if you walk through. Like mosquitoes breed back there, but there's lots of grass. Okay. All right, what different kinds of soil might you have?
Different kinds of soil? Acidic or basic or
okay, well,
I don't know what you're...
All right, talk about the way a farm plant is, where that kind of land is.